And not only in cities, but also in each family for there to be great unity, he gave the man authority and superiority. He endowed the woman with desire, on the other hand, and the gift of procreation he shared between both, providing other things apt for cultivating love, neither giving all to the man nor all to the woman, but dividing these things separately to each, entrusting her with the home and him with the marketplace, giving him the task of providing food as he tills the land, her with the task of clothing, as the loom and spindle are hers. For it is God himself who granted women the skill in weaving. Woe to greed, which does not let this distinction show, for the general softness has gone so far as to introduce our men to the looms and put shuttles into their hands and the woof and threads. Nevertheless, even thus the wisdom of God's plan shines out. For we still greatly need women in other more essential things, and we need the support of those who are not as privileged in those things which sustain our life.